Week 2, Tuesday, Vespers. Dear God, please come to my aid. Master, please hurry to help me. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen.
My master, please, this collar is too tight. And do unclip that leash. I'm now too old to run away. Besides, I do what I am told. Most of the time, at least. Then, too, my sight is hardly of the best. Where would I go? It might be easier on you to let your hold relax a bit. Your hands are getting cold, and there's nobody here for me to bite.
I might let go if you had protested less. But clearly you would like just one last fling before you sleep. You think I'll call you back and stop your romp before you go to rack and ruin and destroy your golden ring. That's not my way. I curb all those I bless.
You cannot be the slave of both God and wealth. Psalm 49, Part 1.
Listen to this, every people, and pay attention, everyone who lives in the world, little people and important ones, rich and poor both. My mouth will utter wisdom, and my heart's ruminations will produce understanding. I will turn my mind to a conundrum and reveal my mystery to the tune of a harp. Why should I be afraid in hard times when malice nipping at my heels is all around me? Those whose trust is in their wealth and who take pride in the vastness of their riches cannot buy their own lives or pay God a ransom for themselves. No, ransom for one's life is very, very expensive. No one ever has enough to let him live forever and never look on the grave. Everyone can see wise men die, and so do fools and idiots, leaving their wealth to others. But they suppose their families last forever, and their line will endure through all the generations. They even name their lands after themselves. But still, no matter how honored, men do not last. They die off, like any animal.
Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. You cannot be the slave of both God and wealth. Save treasure for yourselves in heaven, says the Master.
Part 2. This is the fate of all fools, and of everyone after them who agrees with them. They are laid in their graves like sheep, where death eats them up. Honest men will win out over them as morning dawns, and their beauty will be eaten away in graves far from home. But God will ransom me from the power of the grave, and will take me to himself. So do not be afraid when someone becomes rich, when his house gains in prestige, because when he dies he will take nothing with him, and his glory will not go down there after him. Even though he thinks heaven has blessed him now, because people praise you when you succeed, he will go to the same place his fathers went, and they will never see the light. No, a man who receives honor and has no understanding dies off like any animal.
Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. Save treasure for yourselves in heaven, says the Master. Adoration and glory are the right of the Lamb who was slain. Song, Revelation 4, 11, 5, 9, 10, and 12.
You have the right, Master and our God, to receive glory and honor and power, because you created everything, and by your will it all existed and was created. You have the right to take the scroll of history and open its seals, because you were slain and bought for God by your blood those from every tribe and tongue and people and nation. You made them a kingdom and priests for God, and they will rule over the earth. The Lamb who was slain has the right to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and praise.
Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen.
Adoration and glory are the right of the Lamb who was slain.
Reading, Romans 3, 23-25.
Everyone has sinned.
and everyone is separated from God's glory. And we become virtuous without doing anything by God's gift that was given by the ransom that Jesus the Prince paid for us. He is the one God made preside over his mercy by belief in the shedding of his blood, and this was intended to demonstrate the Prince's virtue. I will experience complete happiness when I see your face, Master. I will experience complete happiness when I see your face, Master. I will have fulfillment and eternal peace in your presence when I see your face, Master. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. I will experience complete happiness when I see your face, Master. Please do mighty deeds in us, Master, because you are mighty and your name is holy. The Magnificat. My soul is full of the Master's magnificence. My spirit is bursting with joy in God my Savior, because he has turned his eyes toward his poor little slave. And now, from this time on, people will honor me through all the ages to come. Yes, the God of power, the one whose very name is holy, has done tremendous things in me. His kindness reaches from age to age to those in awe of him. He has flexed his strong right arm and routed arrogance and conceit. He has toppled powers from their thrones and elevated nobodies. He has filled the hungry with the best cuisine and sent the rich away with nothing. He has given support to his servant Israel, just as he told our ancestors, remembering to shower his mercies on Abraham and his descendants forever. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. Please do mighty deeds in us, Master, because you are mighty and your name is holy. Let us praise the Prince, the shepherd and guardian of our souls, who loves and protects his people. With our hope placed in him, we call, please protect your people, Master. Eternal Shepherd, please protect our bishop and all the shepherds of your church. Please protect your people, Master. Please look kindly on those who are suffering persecution and free them quickly from all their troubles. Please protect your people, Master. Please have mercy on the destitute, Master, and provide food for the hungry. Please protect your people, Master. Please send your light on all legislators to have them enact laws in the spirit of wisdom and justice. Please protect your people, Master. Please come to the aid of the brothers and sisters who have left us and whom you have redeemed with your blood and make them fit to attend your wedding banquet. Please protect your people, Master. Master, thank you for the special blessings you have given me today. Please protect your people, Master. Our Father in heaven, may your name be held in reverence. Please come to us and rule over us, and have your way on earth just as you do in heaven. Please give us today the bread we need for the day, and forgive the debts we owe you, insofar as we forgive the debts others owe us. And please do not lead us into trouble. Keep us from harm. Amen. Father, the morning belongs to you, and you own the evening as well. Please let the Sun of Virtue, Prince Jesus, shine forever in our hearts and draw us to that light in which you live in radiant glory. We make this request through our Master Prince Jesus, your Son, who is alive and reigning with you in the Holy Spirit as one God through all the ages of ages. Amen. May the Master send his blessings on us, keep us from any harm, and bring us to eternal life. Amen.